And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook Live, YouTube, and 97.3 The Fan. Wayne Cotto here with Corey Sander in the world headquarters of Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. Hey, we have the backups running the show again this weekend, and we're talking fishing and what's happening on the water, the catch reports and calls and texters. We have a great guest here in the studio with us, Mr. Brian Wynn, cigar aficionado, and we're talking fishing, bait, jigs, techniques, and a whole lot more, and we're taking your calls and texts. Corey.
Having so much fun.
Absolutely.
Right? And if they want to join in on the, we have one line open. It has been so busy the entire show. We have one line open, and you can get that right now, 833-288-0973. Or keep the text rolling through, man. We've had a ton of texts. That's only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego to one lucky caller or texter. We're going to have Brian flip the coin.
So that's can't win that.
Right? Exactly. I know. What a bummer, right? Yesterday, we gave away a full-day trip on the Liberty. You missed out on that one, too. Today is the full-day trip on the San Diego with, what do you call this, a prize pack, duckbill.
Providing anglers with tools.
Both there it is, man. Side cutters.
Glasses and duck in a bag. Side cutters, duckbills, rod wraps,
and our
rod
buddy,
ties.
Jose and, Ortega wrapped, yeah, wrapped those up.
Wrap those pliers. Yes, Flipside pliers.
Flipside. That's the name of his company.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They're cool looking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jose.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. And thank you, Brian, for bringing them. And
absolutely.
Dude, how busy are the landings this morning, man?
Wow. I always come down early, and I love to walk the docks.
Some quality fish, too.
Some nice fish coming off. Yeah. All the big boats are coming back in, and they're doing
the
going out.
The RP, the Royal Star,
Islander,
the American Angler, all of them.
Yep. The Constitution will be coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, very busy. Quality. It looks like we went from the little schoolie fish. There's some nicer, you know, 80-100 pounders in there. So.
Does it get you fired up, Brian?
I'm ready to go.
Right?
I'm going next week.
Are you? What boat are you?
On the Cortez.
On the Cortez.
Yep,
with Jim.
Yep.
So, everybody, we talk about how the fishing promise that Brian brings to the table, his Medicare business that he does full-time. But the one thing that people don't know is Brian loves to cook. Loves to cook.
Is that one of your?
I love to cook. I love to eat. Yeah. I looked up the definition of Renaissance man. I am not that, but I tell you, I love to cook. I love to eat. I enjoy cigars. I love listening to jazz. I like fireplace.
Tommy P sent the text in and wanted to know what your favorite cigar was.
I don't have a favorite. I have a lot of them that I enjoy. If I had to pick like a go-to right now, it's been, I am still smoking a lot of Davidoffs, but, Perdomo is one that I particularly enjoy, in La Flor Dominicana, and then some boutique blends. So yeah, you don't want this show to be about tobacco or cigars. I'm telling you, I'm such a geek. It's
right.
Bad.
It's all bad. Tommy P wanted to know, man.
It's bad.
Our biggest friend / geek.
Man. Yeah, there you go.
So one of the questions that came in on a text is from Dan in Pomona. Can you speak about the benefits of using metered line and the nighttime jigging and the best way to identify the right size and weight of the jig that you use for the bite?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about that metered line. I got to tell you, it's a game changer. You know, if you think about it, maybe if you're just limiting it to jig fishing, that's one thing. But for sinker rig fishing, you're still having to get down to the appropriate depths. You know, that's where it helps as well. I use it now. I find myself using it. I also like going old school. You know, one of the on my webinar on Thursday that I did, we called it the struggle for a bite. And one of the things that I still enjoy doing, I talk about, what is there anything wrong with bringing back old myths or older techniques? I still love to this day fishing the yo-yo jig for bluefin, and there is a way. And that's another workshop that I offer, but I'm not going to go on. But there is a way, and I find that the meter works same. You know, there's a big
benefit
to that.
Every one of these things that come out, the things that we've learned, we are more effectively catching those nighttime bluefin fish because of all the things we've learned.
Yeah.
One, get down to where they're at.
Yeah.
Put it in front of their face and go.
Yep.
Amazingly, they bite.
Yeah.
Oh, got to get down there faster. Heavier jig, the assist hooks, the tungsten jig, get it down there. The metered line, get it down there and go buy them and come back up. But don't bring it all the way back. You know,
right.
Things we've learned is just amazing.
Yeah.
And this has been going on since 2015.
Yeah.
Every year, something new has innovatively come out to make us better, make us more effective on the water. It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when it first started, those 300 and 400 pounders were here, poppers. Everybody had to have a popper.
Yes, please.
You know, and then we found out that we needed to run the kite. Well, or now we control the kite, right? And then how we did the different yummy flyers and all of that.
The Mad Max thing.
The Mad Max, the trolling, right?
Yeah.
All of that. Everything has changed. And then we went through how many different types of jig. Not that the other jigs didn't work, but the new jig of the, you know, and it had to be a Katy Perry at one point. Remember?
Yeah,
everybody had a Katy Perry. This has been fun. The thing with the line, though, the metered line has just made us all better because
it game changer.
Took the guesswork right out of it.
Yeah.
Well, how many people did that with the Sharpie on the line, and then after about a half a session, it's gone.
No. I remember I was so hesitant to make the switch just so you, to the colored line. I was fearful. I my concern was I might maybe not be able to see it certain colors, whatever. But so here's what I had to resort to. I would watch the hot stick on the boat at night, and I remember I told you it's a timing thing at night, right? So I would cast in at the same time as him, and I would watch when he put the reel in gear, so that way I knew. I said, okay, you and I are pretty darn close.
I got watching you.
You know,
I got my eye on you.
I tell you, in one of my seminars, Wayne, you might have heard this line, but I say we walk on the boat as friends, and we walk around as spies.
Right.
Right. So,
absolutely. There's no harm in it, man.
No.
There's no shame.
Well,
whatever it takes to get it bit, man.
But it doesn't matter if you're calico bass fishing.
No.
If you know, you could be on the sand bass grounds.
Yeah.
There's something that, and you could be on the tuna grounds, right?
Yeah.
And there's something that's going to work different.
Absolutely.
And possibly better, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not a savvy angler, you're not paying attention, you know? I mean, you've got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Let's take another call.
Talk about paying attention. Let's talk to Doug, the only one in Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I was wondering about the like the Wahoo jigs. How many fish could that thing last with all the teeth marks in them?
Depends on the jig, man.
Some of them have no paint on them. You know, I mean, and what we've learned on the Wahoo, if you've watched like Steve Carson and stuff, his seminars, what we've learned is because the Wahoo comes up and bites the jig from the side, we've gone to the longer stick jigs. And with the hook at the back. And so what happens is they come up and hit it at the head, and you keep winding until that hook gets them in the side of the jaw. And so those jigs, they last. I mean, like anything else, they get scraped all the way down. Again, some of mine don't have any paint on them, but that technique has been gold for
me. But Doug, hopefully you're in a good enough bite that you lose it after your third or fourth fish in the same stop, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to see my jig get so demolished. That'd be a good spot right there.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Thanks for the call, Doug.
You want to go to another caller? Let's go to John. John calling from Colorado Springs. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. Brian, I'm on Medicare already. Been on it since I had to retire out of my business in the movie industry for 7 years now. But
very good.
Do you know Bob Tonji in San Gabriel?
I'm sorry, who?
Bob Tonji.
Is that... If I'm not mistaken, is that Greg Tonji's father?
Yeah, so the first time I bought a Calstar from him was 1989 or so, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've been a Calstar guy fan now for like going on 35 years. But I like to fish 65 pound spectrum. I get away with 50, and I use a rail rod, and I have knee pads because I have a mold and I'm hurting, a little bit disabled, but I usually get down on my knees and use my body as a weight for a fulcrum and just wind with my hand. But My question to you is, can I get away with 50 pound at night?
Oh, 50 instead of 65 pound. Like, I mean, it's kind of wild, isn't it, Brian? Because that's the one line size I noticed the greatest difference in, and only that 15 pound, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of difference between the 65 and 50 in diameter.
And you're talking about nighttime fishing. You know, I, when it comes to that bluefin fishing at night, I am almost done with saying that I don't think it'll work. Because as soon as you say it, somebody's going to prove
you
wrong.
Never say what can't
right?
work at night.
But with that being said, if you have to kind of take a look, your 50 and 65 pound braid, take a look at the size that you are encountering. Now, obviously, you know, I say this, another one in my seminar, we can prepare, just in case. Yes. But how far can you go?
Right.
You know, with that. So if it is straight, like 20, maybe fish that are under, you know, under 80 pounds, under 100 pounds with your 65 pound braid, then you will be just fine. One of the reasons why, we use the, a little bit heavier, we prefer 80 pound, braid at night. Is because of the fact that, yeah, it's increase in diameter has to mean an increase in something. And that something could come by way of abrasion resistance, anything like that. You know, unlike when we're on a sport boat, we have, man-made obstructions and we have human obstructions that we have to work around. And so every advantage that we can take from our tackle and from our rigging, we darn sure want to make sure that we do that. So if you're encountering nothing but the smaller to mid-grade fish, which is go home and celebrate it because you got on one hell of a bite. You did your business in one night and you can go have some, get some other species. But, that's my take on it. Will it work? Absolutely. I personally just know, just from my own experience, in having to work around all these various obstructions, having a little bit heavier, you know, I tell you, my blood pressure is already high. I don't want it to go any higher right. when I hook into a fish and I'm battling them. So, there is, you can do it. Just kind of just know what's going on around you. Pay attention to what's biting. And like I said, we can only prepare for so much. For heaven's sake, we can, you know, a 3/4 day in Catalina, you could see a 1,000-pound marlin, but I'm not preparing for that.
Right,
you
know? Right. But the whole nighttime thing allows you to go heavier line, heavier bite leader.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you want to beat that up.
Uh-huh. And there are ways, if you're looking to lighten up your rig, I mean, number one, take the rods now. We talked about the technology in blanks. One of the things that we take for granted is the technology in materials. The Hypalon is lighter now and somehow stronger.
Right.
The guides, we don't have the heavy roller guides. The guides are getting lighter and lighter. It seems like, you know, every year Fuji has got some new whiz-bang technology out there that's making guides really light. Reel seats now are lighter. We find that we used to have to use, I'm going to go back old school, maybe some of the new rod builders don't remember when AFCO made reel seats.
Absolutely.
We were fishing the ARS 3, we were building rods with an ARS 3M because at that time the rods called for it. But even when the graphiters came out, we would have to put those 3Ms. They're like 26 millimeters. Sorry for the geekdom here, guys, but that's a big reel seat, you know, and it adds weight. You know, ounces make pounds, right?
Right.
So now you can have your rods built very light, and you don't have to fish big reels either. The Talitha 20's a killer in the dark, man. That thing will serve you well.
Today, lighter doesn't mean weaker.
No.
Absolutely. This tackle that we're using, when you get into like the slow pitch and fast pitch type rods and stuff, we're using, they look like bass rods, inshore bass rods, literally.
Which is crazy.
Or even lighter, right?
Some
of the spinning stuff look like trout rods.
Yeah.
But you do not give up anything.
No.
Right?
No.
And now the reels have caught up, the drag systems on them, the line is much smaller. You do not have to always have a 30 and a 50 wide anymore to go fishing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, look at it,
we can put 900 yards on a very small reel now.
They can shave down the Hypalon just for the size of your hand in the front foregrip when you're having a rod built.
Yeah.
So you can go in lightweight.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one for sure, John. And we're going to jump back into it and talk to Chuck. Chuck Holm from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning. I've been taking notes the whole time.
Right? I am
too. I got
stuck
way back. You know, that lighter line, though, why would you jeopardize using that at night if you're going to lose one of your biggest fish? And then when they get tangled, that lighter line is really hard to get out when they get tangles. But, you know, the railroad talking, one of my first rods had came with a plate. We used to use them for rock cod fishing. And we were railroading way back then.
Yeah.
There was no chance of 4-pound weight and five hooks of fish coming up. You're going to do that without a railroad. So that was one of the first railroads. So, and then the level line thing with the speed jigging, that's probably why they like the spinning reel. You don't have to sit there and dedicate a thumb to it. But great show, a lot of info.
Yeah, we were all reminiscing about the old days of rock cod fishing with a 5-pound weight, 5-hook ganyon, and the rod plate and the big handle, right? You had your senator, but then you had that rock cod handle that extended out with the big grip on it. It was like a motorcycle grip on it. And you would sit there and you'd just wind it up and down. It was those were the days.
Oh yeah, the day, buddy. Have a great one, you guys. Right. See you on the water.
Thank you, Chuck.
So I got a text here.
Yeah.
All of us, you asked about this. Who was your mentor growing up, right? So now the question came up from Mark and Fallbrook. Brian, tell us about your parents, brothers, sisters. Who was your biggest influence for your success?
Growing up, I fished with my younger brother. I would say that Danny Salas on the Gale Force.
Really?
Remember Danny Salas on the Gale Force was really big for me. I'm gonna confess right now and share you one of like the dumbest stories, and it is true. This is all me here. Okay. When I do my workshops, I tell everyone, wherever you are, and as far as your knowledge or your proficiency, don't worry, because I was worse. So I remember as a kid, I don't know why the Penn International case at that time, you know, that was like the only one, gold, right?
Right.
I was like, I used to be gut enamored by it. I'd be hypnotized by it as a kid, you know. And I don't know what it was, but it was a 30SW that always stuck out to me. It was just like sing to me.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted it. And at that time, the pricing then was, not even close. It's so far away from what it is now. But anyway, I went and bought one. I brought it on to a Twilight trip. And I thought I was so cool. But that was only me.
Right.
And, you were sporting playing on a Twilight trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you were in your own world having a great time.
I was.
And nurturing with who you are today.
Yep. And then he didn't, without passing judgment or anything like that, he just simply said, you want to know what we're targeting, and that way you can start to build your gear around that. But you know what you're targeting, the types of trips that you're going on, and you build your gear around that. And so it was from that I kind of that I learned, you know, what is appropriate tackle. It's not to say that my 30SW, I would have rocked the sand bass's world.
Right.
But it was tough to tie the 60-pound, tie a dropper loop on 60-pound test Andy and sending it down there and not getting bites and things like that. But, you know, so he was one. But my brother and I, we fished a lot together and we pushed each other. You know, there was trips where I would beat him and there were trips he would beat me, but it was all in good fun. And we didn't have we were talking about that because we didn't have, I would have loved to have had a coach. I would have loved to have had one-on-one. So that's why I base everything that I want and what I wanted and what I needed. I mean, both you guys, we just talked about this. Did you learn from experience? Did you have an actual coach going with you step by step? So I am now, I guess I'll make the announcement here, but, I am now offering a free, one-on-one coaching session for anglers. It's salt water, sport boat talk. I don't talk private boat. The techniques are can be similar, but I don't understand like the boat maneuvering. I'll leave that to Mr. Corey Sandin here, but
I don't know about
I am offering that now. It's going to be posted on my social media tomorrow, but it is a one-on-one private session. You bring it up. You have whatever it is, rigging, you want trip preparation, jigging, poppers, whatever you want to know. I will answer that to the best of my ability, and it's going to be answered to you from a very personal level.
That's
how
huge.
About that?
That's huge.
Right? I mean, that's pretty cool.
It was hard because growing up, we didn't, depending on where you lived, if you didn't have that local tackle store, Gardena boys had really good talent, right? Right there in Gardena and stuff. But there was other ones down the coastline. But if you didn't have access to it, you didn't have, younger, you didn't have a car. You didn't have access to that. If you weren't lucky enough to grow up at the beach, you know, the Dave Hansons that could get on the boats because, you know, the San Clemente Pier, all that kind of stuff. We didn't have the money. We didn't have the we didn't get that kind of training.
Yeah. We did everything for me. Again, experience.
Yeah.
I thought I could cast when I was younger. I went on a trip, and Barry Breitenberg was fishing the surface iron. And I know people knew him for the fish trap, but he's a very good surface iron fisherman.
He loves surface iron.
And I watched him cast, and I looked at the mechanics of it, and I said, I think I'm going to try that. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, if you guys come up with a better way tomorrow, I'm in, you know?
Right.
So, and I tried it and I worked at it and, you know, here I am today. Am I any good? I have no clue, but I am teaching people. Well, I know how to cast, but I am happy to teach people that portion of it. But like I said, this one-on-one thing, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do video chat.
How do they get in on it? I mean,
they're going to have to first follow me on my social media. That's where it's going to be posted, and there's going to be I'm going to clarify how to qualify for it. It costs them nothing.
How
just
possible?
So you know, it costs you nothing. You get 45 minutes of my time one-on-one on a video call, and you can ask me whatever you want. That's fishing related.
Right? Exactly.
That's fishing related, but
what about
and I will go
cooking,
man? Well, we can do that too if you but use your 45 minutes wisely. Huh?
That's awesome opportunity. Yeah. I'm telling you, we are very fortunate today because we have all of these tools available to learn and experience and to get the knowledge from people. You go out on YouTube, you Google anything, you expect to find it now. Yeah. And we didn't have that growing up, right? Yeah. So I take advantage of this.
But at the same time, guys, there is, you know, we're in a society of wanting short answers.
Yeah.
I can't do Twitter answers. You ask me about, like, hey Brian, what kind of hooks do you use for fly lining sardines? But you're gonna get like at least 5 minutes here because
oh yeah.
I personally don't get anything from a Twitter answer. Remember how many text messages I would send you about your slugs?
Yeah.
I'm almost like, and every time I would apologize. I don't know if you remember that. Hey Corey, sorry. I'm sorry to bug you. But there is no Twitter answer.
But it seems so simple, right?
Yeah.
There is. You know why there's a wall of hooks? Because they all are specific to a technique, a style. Yeah. A fish.
Yeah.
And it's very important. It's using the right tool for the job at the right time. Learning that is so important to being a more successful angler.
And that's why fishing clubs, you tell me, they go, Brian, you have 20 minutes. I was like, I don't talk product. I'm not, you know, but but that's why I that's how I like to conduct myself. So
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
And you're willing to give it up and share.
Absolutely.
And it's your benefit. I mean, you work for Medi-Cal. Like, you work on connecting people with Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
Like that's where
Medi-Cal, Medicare, you name it. But.
Right.
This is it. I just anything that I can do to help. I enjoy. I love this. I love it.
The passion shows.
Yeah.
I know somebody else that likes to share and share information. That's Youssef Hosseini. We've got him on the hold here, and the fishdope.com report with Youssef Hosseini, the angler's realtor, is brought to us by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And they've also added more team members at Fisherman's Processing, so they stay far ahead of the rest and offer the fastest service as well and more same-day capacity. And you can stop by the location of Old Town on Taylor Street or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And we're going to say good morning to Youssef Hosseini with the Angler's Realtor. Good morning.
Morning, Youssef.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Excellent.
Doing good, doing good. Excited to hear the report from the Channel Islands all the way down to here. And, I mean, this tropical weather, has it changed the bite? I mean, I'll tell you this. The fish coming in this morning, the boats, Youssef, looks like some pretty good fishing.
Yep. Yeah, our fishing down south here is really good. I'm going to start up north. Santa Cruz area, Anacapa, it's still pretty good fishing up there for halibut right now. The weather is just wreaking havoc, though. I mean, kind of a normal deal up there, but it's been pretty rough. There was a guy Dan told me about that took squid from Cat over to Anacapa and just crushed them. So the fish are still there, that's for sure. St. Nick has sea bass and halibut biting. Front side of Catalina is still biting. Everything's biting. The 3Bs, there's some smaller yellows showing up. There's decent schools of bigger yellows as well, just showing up in chum lines that won't bite. Sea lions are a little tough right now over there on the front side. San Clemente, same gig, nighttime fishing. There's yellowtail at the caves. As soon as the sun comes up, they want nothing to do with it. The front side of Clemente as well has had some really good action on the 3Bs. It's kind of everything's biting over there. This last week, La Jolla bit really well. There were some good-sized yellowtail and a few sea bass in the half-day counts. Sea bass and yellowtail were popping up last week in a little spot. It bit good for probably 2 days. Crystal Pier area has squid again. There's a little bed over there. There is some sea bass coming off of that as well. Some of the local guys. Coronado Islands is picking up a little bit. Yellowtail are kind of on and off. As far as the bite goes, the sport boats are getting them a little better because of all the bait they have. There are some bluefin lurking in the area as well. The rock pile area as well is some decent yellowtail fishing when they come up. A lot of them are on meter. Going offshore, well, the fat lady's finally singing here. We're getting bluefin and some yellowfin mixed in basically on all of our banks. From the 181 to the 9 mile bank, 302, 371 area. And these are super mixed grade fish. There's, you know, 20 pounders up to 150 pounders. Hmm. Guy yesterday got one on a Mad Mac, I think 150.
Wow.
Just below the rock pile, I think too.
Whoa.
So there's big schools. Yeah. There's big schools of fish out on our banks right now. Like, this is the real fishing. It seems like it's finally coming.
I agree with you. I mean, Youssef, it just seems like, I don't know, could we say it's like almost a month behind? Like
6 weeks, yeah.
Like this tropical weather and the balminess.
It finally got pushed up. Remember what we said? We were waiting for the weather. Now we've had two storms coming. We got another one coming this week, or today, I guess.
Right.
Pushing stuff. It's pushing the fish north.
Yeah, I mean, with this stuff,
it
just
seems like it.
Just entering our local banks here. And having that mix of yellowfin, man, it's sure sweet to see.
It's interesting to see the water shifting up and down, too, though. We could drop 5 degrees in a day, yes. Right, overnight. But that's that upwelling that happens with the storms.
This could go away really fast.
No, there's plenty of fish out there. There's so much bait. There's so much bait. They're going to stick around because that's what they're going to do is eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Exciting report, man, all the way down the coastline. That's a great report.
How's everything going on in the real estate world? I know with that minor drop that finally the first one in 9 months might
and a couple more planned behind them,
right? I mean, that should spark some greater activity. Yeah,
definitely. That was kind of a short-term interest rate cut. You're not going to see it as much on the mortgage side for a while. Speculation is what's been driving the rates down, because they know that the Fed's going to drop them over the next couple of years here, or the next few months here, that big banks and that kind of thing have been speculating. But yes, we are seeing the rate moving. It's really weird right now. The rate has been bouncing up and down, but in the next 2-3 weeks we should see some decent drops. We are getting rates, you know, for FHA into the fives right now.
That's
so
awesome.
It's coming as far as the market goes, and the interest rates coming with it. And you guys should see houses moving really good here again in the next month or so.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. And I know there's nobody more kind and deeper in the industry than you, and super friendly with fishermen. And how do they get a hold of you, Youssef, if that's the direction?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you need a free home evaluation, you can go to socalhomeeval.com, and we'll send you an auto evaluation.
And that number is the same one for the beef, too, yeah?
They can call me on my cell phone for the beef as well, definitely. Naturefedbeef.com. If you want to order, you can hop on there. We do have quarters in stock right now, and we'll deliver them right to your door within a week.
And a little discount for the hookup crowd, right?
Right.
Let's Talk Hookup?
You got it, yeah. So if you end up using the code the code hookup, you get $250 off of any order on the website there.
And there's something I want to add to that too, Youssef, because there's a lot of quote unquote organic beef, and they add the grass fed, you know, the quote unquote grass fed. But when they say grass finished, It's a whole different thing, and that's what adds to what you're working with. And so whatever you're looking at in that organic world, it's not just the organic fed, but the organic finished, correct?
Exactly. And most grass-fed, even grass-finished now, you can feed them, with, as long as you fed them grass within 6 months, it's considered grass-finished.
Thank you.
So what we do is the real deal with old cowboys that are running cows through the Klamath Basin in Northern California. These things eat just grass all year. We fatten them on potatoes, and then they get slaughtered. It's about as natural as it gets.
It gets no sweeter. Give your number again, because that's some good information, Yusuf.
It's 619-277-2169. If you'd like some quality beef, hit me up.
All right, there it is. Appreciate your fishdope.com report. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more with Brian Wynn and all this jigging. And I know he loves Calico, too. When we return on not only Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades. And more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureincamping.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the studio and hearing that report from Yusuf Husseini at with BD Outdoors there. I want to remind you that with fishdope.com, you can actually sign up. You save $30, Brian, if you sign up with Hookup Now, and that's all lowercase, no space, Hookup Now. And that'll get you, you know, a full year subscription for $30 off.
Yeah, great. Hey, let's take a call. It looks like we have Arnie and Vista on the line.
Let's do that. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Hey, good morning, Lane, Corey, and Brian. How you guys doing? It's a great
awesome.
Show this morning, morning. So far.
Yeah, we're learning a lot, man. Are you learning as much as we are?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. I learned a lot from Brian. Brian was he was down this year, did a seminar for me down at San Diego Rod and Reel Club. It was a great seminar because it's not just teaching us about the jig fishing. I mean, it's little tweaks and technique to help you actually you get the advantage of a fish. Remember that, Brian?
I absolutely remember that. Your group was very kind, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was great. Everybody enjoyed your seminar. And I think everybody walked away at least learning a couple things that night. I mean, don't worry about talking long. I let you talk pretty much almost as long as you wanted. You know,
I think
everybody was glued to your attention to what you were saying to us.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we had most of the seats were filled on that one and standing room.
That's
had
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it was awesome. A full room.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Well,
thanks again, and then, yeah, I tell you what, anybody out there, if you want to learn something, see him at the shows, see him at any one of these seminars that he goes out to different clubs, and then just give him a call. And then, yeah, he has good information on Medicare, too, for you guys that are that age.
Right, how about that?
Thank you, Arnie.
These classes that you offer, Brian, like the six only for casting, and, I mean, we can all benefit from...
You know,
practicing.
I got it. I'm going to tell you right now. We got to put the sport back into sport fishing.
Thank you.
You know,
agreed.
Fishing. I looked it up. I'm not kidding. I looked it up on Google, of course. I looked it up. Fishing is a noun. Sport fishing is a verb.
Yes.
And there is a big difference between the two, obviously. And where are we right now as far as, you know, as anglers? Do we stop learning? Are we, you know, a good angler, no matter where they're at, no matter what level they believe they are at, always
are learning.
Are learning.
Yeah.
I did one.
Right?
I did one called, I called it Fly Lining Factuals. And I'm using my friend and former colleague Pete Haynes' line, 10% of anglers catch 90% of the fish. I remember putting this up online. And of all people, David Choate, whom you guys know, legendary long range angler, sends me a message and goes, got room?
Wahoo Dan.
Yeah. Asked me if I have any room. I go, what do you want room for? You want to teach it? Instead, I mean, I'll sit down and listen to you. And he goes, well, if I can make it, I will, because any little bit of information that I can get, I'm going for it.
Absolutely.
And I was like, wow. So casting, that's why, you know, we do this and we do it more on that personal level. And then, now what is everybody owns surface iron, you know, and people want to fish them, but, where are we with that? You know, do we have it? Not a lot of us can go to the pristine waters, and pay the extra expense to go and just be in a, you know, have all that fish readily available to us. So now, when it comes to how we do it on our Southern California sport booth, which I have a big heart for, we have to figure something out. And what I am doing now, I believe the date, we're 98% there, but our October 11th, I believe that is a Saturday, I think. Anyway, one of those.
How do we get involved? I mean, how does one, like...
Well, they would take a look at my post,
because
we're going to be doing a surface iron casting academy. So you'll bring your jig stick 8 to 10 feet, and we are going to, we have our props, we have the casting plugs, the practice casting plugs, similar to surface iron, and we're going to be doing that on October, I think it's October 11th, don't quote me on it, but just follow me on Instagram at the Cigar Aficionado.
Up to how many people?
Six.
That's it.
That's it.
So, like,
they get the full-on...
it's a casting seminar, but it's specialized for surface.
That's
correct. I can see you have more than 60 people.
I wish that I could do that, but yeah.
But I understand the one-on-one instruction, because as you're throwing, he's going to tell you your ergonomics and your hand placement and your thumb placement. And there's so many dynamics of that. Everybody's got a bad habit of some kind that you need to correct, right?
I'm all about bad habits, man.
Trust me. I am that guy. Yeah. And I'm with I'm with you 100%. Mm-hmm. Never stop learning.
Yeah.
I am a fan. I am a fan of this sport. I love learning. I travel across the country and now around the world. I will always look for that new tidbit of something. And we take ours with us. The stuff that we do here is so innovative. And when we go someplace, you go, what do you mean you don't have a jig stick? What do you mean you don't have a surface iron? What do you mean you don't have a plastic, a swim bait, a this, a that? So, or back then, a mega bait, right? Or a crocodile, right? Those things I thought were universal around the world, and they're not, but they work around the world.
Right,
that's what's nice.
I mean, that's what's amazing.
I love it.
But, Wayne, to have the knowledge, like Brian Wynn here, and to want to share it, and he's not with a fishing
he's not
company
sponsored.
Longer.
I'm
no,
not sponsored.
Nothing.
That's
not
my
sponsored.
Choice.
And here's the crazy thing. You drove this morning.
Yeah.
From where?
From San Gabriel Valley, where I live.
Like, just compute that. Uh-huh. I mean, that's a minimal 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
Here, I have a thing for you. On the way out, you could stop at Summit Gasoline.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
And Summit Gasoline, let me read this here. Summit Gasoline San Diego Sports Arena is a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And check this out, Brian. Did you know it's also the place to get your lowest price on snacks for your trip? You can stop there. They have 40 snacks, all for 89 cents, as well as an assortment of frozen baits and ice, too. Ice is nearly half the price of other places. And check this one out, Brian. If you purchase, you ready for this one? 35 gallons of fuel. You'll get 100 pounds of free ice.
Nice.
Can you believe that one? Right, exactly. It's only at the San Diego Sports Arena. So it's actually on your way to the freeway.
Yep.
Summit Gasoline.
I know where it is.
And they're still the cheapest up and down Rosecrans. I just filled up this morning. On top of that, go in and say hi to Martha and the boys. They take care of you. And $6 car wash in the back.
There
nothing,
it is.
Nothing cheaper. And they're great. It's all good.
Simple.
So here's a good question for you. When do you switch or when do you suggest fast pitch versus slow pitch?
Ah, okay. So that's a good, very good question because slow pitch is imitates that of a dying bait fish, and then your speed jigging is going to imitate that of a fleeting bait fish.
So nicely put.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to understand that one.
Yeah. So it all depends. Certain fish require that jig to be in its face for a lot longer. For example, like or the just the overall way that we fish them. So the slow pitch jigging, you'll find that you have opportunities with yellows, with sea bass, with rockfish, of course, which is I think what everybody kind of has become generally accepted technique for that.
But it works.
But it works, and it works very well.
And I think Brian, I think that works for me. I didn't even know I was slow pitch jigging.
Yeah.
I had no idea the term, right?
Yeah.
But when they're not biting,
it
almost, that dance almost forces them to bite. And it's not the 1 pound red. It's,
No.
It's usually the 3 or 4 pounder.
That's right. That's right. So that's slow. But when we start targeting species that are on the move, more
yellow
of your yellows, that in many ways, tuna, of course, wahoo, and things like that. That's where the speed jigging, the longer slender jig where you can move them quick, obviously, like a fleeting bait fish. So, those would be, that's more, I guess, offshore. You'll tend to do more of the speed jigging and then, coastal, or any fishing, any type of structure and things like that. That's where you'll be slow pitching. And I'll tell you this about the cod fishing, cause I absolutely love it. And, there's, you know, one of the things that I tend to stay away from, I have found that when on codfish, I don't know about you guys, but I'll fish any color as long as the chartreuse sometimes, I find that on any chartreuse, I get a lot more junk.
Really?
On a chartreuse, especially on the, when you're slow
the junk
fishing.
Junk being a
too.
Smaller fish or the flea cod.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Just
really?
Things like you don't want the, you know, where the crew will say, oh, we throw that one back. But, I fish. I like,
that's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. I can't figure it out. It's anything that has chartreuse when I fish cod. You won't see anything chartreuse in my box.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, you just get, you'll get a lot more, there's nothing wrong with them. I like to eat them, but some people don't.
You felt the same way as you went down the coast, down the Baja coast.
I
actually love the chartreuse as I go down the Baja coast.
I don't.
I like bright.
Yeah, I have not. I find that the darker colors, I get the. I'm a real diva when it comes to cod. I love eating them, and there's specific ones that I target that I want, and there's ones that I don't want.
Well,
you got to
share that with
on.
Us. I want to learn.
Yeah,
right?
So
Chili
I don't
peppers?
Fish. Yeah, I love those. I love bank perch, reds. Chuckles, not chucks. I'm not so keen on.
Okay.
I love lingcod. which is not a rockfish, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
right?
but it's still, you're still.
Yeah, but that's, and I find that when anything that has chartreuse, I swear.
You should have seen what came off yesterday. There was a lot of pargo coming off one of the boats.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, a lot of pargo. You don't normally see that, right?
On very interesting.
A lot of reds came off today. But no, I didn't see any pargo today, so it's specific to where that zone they were fishing.
Well, I hope that answers that question, because that's when I would use, when it's slow, so there is it's all about the presentation and whatever it is that the species that you are after. Look at how they move. Look at how they feed. Look at where they are, and that should tell you.
It explains a lot.
Yep.
It's very interesting, though, because we're using our heavy jigs and going down for yellowtail, and we're burning them back up, right? And we're speed jigging those things. Never fails. You bird nest one, and you're picking it out, and your jig is sitting on the bottom, and then that yellowtail comes by and picks you up.
Yeah.
It's dead in the water. It's on the bottom.
So funny.
Yeah, it's so weird how that is. So you're expecting this speed reaction bite, and that happens. But sometimes it's not. It's that opposite. It's what you say.
Well, there are speed jigs out there that are designed, they're wider in profile, just a little bit wider. They have a flatter side to them. Like one of them would be like the West Coast Jigger Speedy Jig. When you take a look at it, you got some music playing, but.
Where's that?
Where is that coming from?
It's actually his new phone system.
There you go.
Thank you, Pete. Pete's new phone.
Yeah, but that West Coast Jigger Speedy Jig, is definitely one. It's got a flatter side to it, and you can fish it slower. So
I love live radio. Man. Yeah, fun.
It happens, guys. Shoot, I did my webinar a couple of weeks ago, and we had a little bit of a problem. I think I poured the first thing is that we didn't get sound. The second thing is I shouldn't have poured a second glass of tequila.
Oh,
because I was like feeling it after that. But
so Brian, I mean, I know we're talking jigging, we went through all that, but I have to ask. So you give these classes and you do all this, but how do you not? You're doing webinars also. Like, how do you? So, how many people can join in on that one?
If you follow me on Instagram, you can join in. Yeah. I'm not on YouTube just because it already is hard for me to.
You're just
to learn
trying to
Instagram.
Simplify things for yourself.
That's it. Yeah. And so I do it on Instagram. So if you guys follow me on Instagram again @thecigaraficionado, efficient AFISHINADO. And you follow me on there, I'll have all these things up, including the upcoming workshops, the upcoming one-on-one series that I'm doing for you, one-on-one sport fishing coaching series that I'm offering, the surface iron casting clinic, and whatever else I have to get myself into.
But on the webinar, you can have an infinite amount of people.
That's right.
You.
As long as they follow on Instagram, they're golden. Just
I want to join just to hang out with you, man.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, we have actually open lines, 833-288-0973. If you want to get on a call, we still have a few minutes left, but I got a good one to follow up on this one. My 10-year-old grandson is a new angler and loves it. Is he the right age to get him started on speed jigging? Thanks, Mark from La Quinta.
There is no age requirement on it, and you're welcome. Just make sure that you understand. You know, again, start slow. There is a method to practicing the actual the mechanical jigging motion that I have been teaching folks. I tie off to something pretty heavy, and I will back off the drag on my jigging setup, and I will just you can practice the motion anyway. You won't have the jig action or anything like that, but I might just put that up on Instagram tomorrow then on how to practice the mechanical jigging. But yes, there is no particular age. You just understand the proper cadence. The tackle is the easy part, honestly. That you can just pick off the data. But as far as the cadence is concerned, you have to understand that because one of the things you don't want to have happen is to have the hooks catching onto your line and getting all tangled. Another thing that guys have a tendency to do when they're starting out is they forget that you do have to guide the line onto a conventional reel, but just not a full-time effort. Because if you are dropping down into the zone 150 feet, you've got a lot of line out already. And if you're going 10 pumps into it, you're not filling up your reel to a point where it becomes a problem. So I don't actually guide my line on at that point. The only time you'll see me guide my line on is the worst part of deep fishing, which is when the captain says to wind them up.
Right.
That's
right.
When I will pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason I assume you're not paying so much attention while you're working it, because Jim Hughes might tell you, hey, they're down at 30 fathom. Yeah. Okay, drop down to 30 fathom.
That's it.
And you're going to wind up 60 feet up.
At most.
Right?
You know? Yeah.
So from 30 fathom up to 20, uh-huh. and you're going to drop it back down.
Yeah.
Well, dropping it down on a reel is controlled drop, right?
Yeah.
It's not the same as casting, where you really need to watch it to level wind it more because you don't want it to stack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I find. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're just dropping straight up and down. Well, as long as you don't stack it too much and stop the spool.
And
right?
Did you guys know a funny thing about those vertical jigs? You know that if you put thumb pressure on them, it allows them to sink faster. And if you free up right. on them, they have a flutter.
They'll flutter.
It's like, it's weird, right? You would just think if you just try to let it go as free as possible.
Yeah, it's not true.
But very interesting.
Right. I noticed that too. So we got this other text coming in right here. Brian, so glad you're on the show. Been trying to get on to one of your workshops. Hopefully we'll get in one soon. Question, what are your go-to yellowtail jigging setups, and is there a certain depth that you pull that out versus fly lining, yo-yo, and et cetera? Thanks so much, Rudy and Carlsbad.
From a vertical jigging standpoint with the yellows, I find that I don't like the knife jigs. I haven't had that much luck with them. I want a jig with a little bit wider of a profile. I find that it does keep it in their faces for a little bit longer. Where I've had the most success with the vertical jigging locally is on the squid grounds. On the vertical jigging, if there's an opportunity to fish them on a dropper loop, that's when you see the vertical jigging come out from a local standpoint. Otherwise, I'm still 6X Junior, Taddy A2, Taddy 9, stuff like that is what I fish a lot. But that's when I find, for me personally, in my experience, the vertical jigging lends itself really well when you are fishing a yellowtail on the dropper loop. Right. It's a little definitely different because it's not the bait and wait. It's going out and trying to make something happen, and they clobber them. Especially like the original, the Shimano Butterfly.
Yes.
When I first in 2005, when we worked that into the West Coast here, that style of a jig for yellows is deadly. And as
Still
I mentioned,
works.
Yeah, I mentioned
Still
earlier
works.
Before the phone rang, but, that West Coast Jigger Speedy jig, the 150 gram, that thing's a killer too. So take a look at those profiles and you'll see what I mean. It's not a traditional knife jig, longer, slender, sharp. So.
Very interesting for sure. Yeah, so many texts coming through. And this text here really applies to everything we're doing and great show. You guys, Brian's energy is infectious, which of course it
all
is.
Right.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's why we love Brian. Brian, what's your favorite connection knot to jigs at night? And what's your thoughts on the chain knot? And that comes from Corey in Escondido.
Very, very good question. I do tie the chain knot on the vertical jigging anyway, because of the fact that there's some of the benefits. You get that added 1 inch of chafe protection. It's like a plate knot when you take a look at it. So you get about an inch worth of chafe protection, which I had one time where I saw one of those links on the chain knot completely severed, and then I still was able to bring that fish up. It took a jig.
So it was in the middle of the knot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and also, you find that it's shock absorption. See, most people, I said this in a seminar once, and the guy goes, well, he must have hulking arms, but that the shock absorption alone, we have no idea how they bite and how hard. We fish heavier drag.
It's a shock cord.
Yeah.
Brian, 2 hours is not enough, but I can tell you this. When we come back, we're going to find out who's won the full-day trip on the San Diego and this flyer package when we return, not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resorts. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Brian's going to flip the prize coin. See who wins a full-day trip on the San Diego. Let it hit the deck there. Oh!
No!
Texter!
Texter!
And the texter today is Mark from La Quinta.
Wow, congratulations, boy. What a great show. 2 hours, again, is not enough. So much to share. We are just having so much fun. Hey, real quick, go to Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. Eric Sheets and his son Trevor, they were over at PEI, caught a 752-pound fish. Go look at the post there, and hey, congratulations to you guys. They're on their way back flying right now. I think they're over Colorado about right now.
Wow.
And crazy. Thanks to everybody, right, for listening, calling, and all the texting today. Thanks to Jeff at the Fan, Adam and the Let's Talk Hookup app, Brian. Wealth of knowledge.
Thank you.
How do we follow you, man? All this good stuff.
Like I said, website. I made it easy. MHLIS.com. Or you guys can follow me, or I hope that you would follow me on Instagram at The Cigar Aficionado. And what you'll see on there is all the postings of all the workshops that I have upcoming, all the webinars, and any of my appearances anywhere. So thank you
Brian,
very much.
You are
guys.
A good guy in this industry, man.
Yeah, man. Make sure you guys sign up for those workshops. Passing off all that information. Hey, next week we're going to have Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing on Saturday. Sunday we got Captain Jim Mestrom and Duke from the Royal Star. Come listen to us on 97.3 The Band, Let's Talk Hookup App, Facebook, and YouTube Live.